we take a walk.
We are walking into your ears, into your head, into your heart, into your weekend, because it is actually a long weekend. Friday it is on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for some, Monday for others. Who knows how we put this all together is the question. People ask me all the time, how do you do this radio program and sound like you know what you're talking about? Or sound like you know what's... No, it's not
like
always what I'm
like
talking about.
We're talking about.
It's we sound like we know what's going on. Maybe that's what it is. It sounds... It's a knack. We all are interested in what's going on in our worlds, and our worlds are similar to your worlds, and we're interested in bringing you up to date on a lot of the stories that are
just
important.
A conversation.
And then our own stories, that how these things affect us, and maybe in there there's something that you can hear, hey, yeah, that's how this affects me. So thoughts and counter-thoughts. And always you can connect with us at facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to doug@dougsteffen.com, rich@dougsteffen.com, ken@dougsteffen.com, roberta@dougsteffen.com. There is on any given day a lot of connective tissue between all of us. Thus the interest in the story, the continuing usage of e-cigarettes. According to a story that we have today and actually had this week at DougSteffen.com, Chicago is going to ban e-cigarettes wherever smoking is prohibited.
Really?
Yep, because what's going on now is people are buying these e-cigarettes and they're smoking them like they were regular, and because they have seeded these e-cigarettes with menthol and other flavored tobacco products, apparently kids are using them in schools now. And
no.
So yes, kids are using these things in school.
You can't smoke in school, even if it is a e-cigarette.
Well, apparently not walking up and down the class, in the corridors, but around schools, you know, the old stuff. Are there smoking areas in school, in high school?
There was in ours, yeah.
Really?
Sure.
Wow, didn't
outside by the shop class or something like that.
Well, didn't you look down at the kids that were smokers when you were that age?
Yeah, they were
the punks.
You can't smoke on campus. I mean, you're not allowed to.
On college campuses.
And even in high school or college.
Yeah, a lot of them, I think you're right about that. The city of Chicago wants to hike the tax on cigarettes another 75 cents a pack. What does it cost now? They want to put that tax on e-cigarettes, too. This is really a tax grab. This has nothing to do with your health, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. Nothing to do with you and your health. All they want to do is get whatever, because so many people are using these now. City of Chicago, and I'm going to bet if it's successful there, it'll get copied all over the country. They want to add that there's no tax on that product now. But because a lot of people are using it, okay, let's tax them. Mayor Rahm Emanuel in Chicago, joining forces Alderman. You've never seen a tax he didn't like.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're going to target products that they say are used to lure teen smokers into their sometimes lifetime addiction. First ordinance would regulate e-cigarettes as tobacco products and smack them with a 75-cent tax. And that means that they would also be moved behind the counter at retail stores, and they could not be sold to minors, sold the same as regular cigarettes. Adults would be prohibited from smoking them in any area of Chicago where smoking is prohibited, and that's pretty much everywhere in that city, I think. You can smoke in your car, and that's about it. And I'm betting, because you can't smoke in hotel rooms much anymore, right? Most of the hotels have no smoking policy.
They do have smoking rooms still.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I haven't seen any, but I don't pay. I mean, I don't go to hotels that often. What I find interesting here is that they want to have it put in the same places as regular cigarettes, but yet they're supposed to be aimed at getting you to stop smoking. So what happens if you go into one of these rooms that you're talking about that's all enclosed and you're breathing in all of the smoke that you were trying to avoid by quitting?
And you get addicted again.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there's a little more study that's needed.
Two interesting things that came up.
Let me just finish this, Richie.
Okay.
So the city of Chicago is eyeing the 75-cent increase in tobacco taxes plus the tax on e-cigarettes, and they've already put a budget line in the city budget so that they're figuring out what they're going to do with the money already.
So they've spent the money
they're going to get prepared a tax for. Yep, that's it. You got it. You got the picture. Right, what did you start to say?
Wow. My mother-in-law just got back from London, spent a month in London visiting her her niece with a new baby. And she said that no matter where you go, they smoke.
In England?
Really?
A lot of smoke
everywhere.
Yeah,
Europe. You cannot get away from it.
Even where it's forbidden, they do it.
Apparently, it's not forbidden
it's
much
not forbidden
anywhere.
That much in England. Yeah, it's not that.
She was amazed at you're standing on the sidewalk and you're just covered by people smoking.
Smoke everywhere.
It's funny when you come from here and you're so used to not having anybody smoking, you go there and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. And then the other thing, we were having a conversation the other day. Remember ashtrays and airplanes?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't think about that.
Well, there are still, if you went into the men's room or into the toilet on the plane yesterday, and there still is, this is a plane's probably maybe 4 or 5 years old, and they still have the little cigarette thing on the door where you could put them if you were in the
Really?
Room. Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, let's say we're using parts from an older plane. Yeah, you know, they save the parts and use them for refurbs.
Brand new motors, but here's this 40-year-old bathroom door.
Exactly.
Yeah, hooray, hooray. All right, so anyway, food for thought. Coming up, a discussion about what it is that you're going to be, if you're cooking in cooking oil, do you know what's in it? There's a very interesting, this comes from a story that I read in the New Yorker magazine called Hot Grease.
This is going to be gross.
Yes, it is.
I have problems finding out which one is the best olive oil, much less finding out these cooking oil things.
All right, 13 and a half after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. If you have not ordered Heart Factors Plus yet, what are you waiting for? This is a great chance, actually, for now and the end of the year. Heart Factors Plus and the things that go along with it, that is the health that you get from using Heart Factors Plus. It's an all-natural formula boosting nitric oxide levels in your system, which widens the arteries, improves their elasticity, thus maintaining healthy blood pressure, and also getting blood to all other parts of your body, your brain, parts of your body that you like to use. If you're an exerciser, this is good for that. Heart Factors Plus will work for you or your money back. Give yourself the gift of healthier blood pressure and give it to friends, relatives. Call 800-577-8560. 800-577-8560. This could be the very best gift you give to anybody this holiday season. The gift of healthier blood pressure, improved cardiovascular health. And when you call 800-577-8560 to order Heart Factors Plus, mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula supplement just for trying Heart Factors Plus. Call today, 800-577-8560. Get free express shipping as well. It's the best deal of the year. Heart Factors Plus, plus a new CoQ10 and fish oil formula. They're all together. Heart Factors Plus. Great for your blood pressure, great for things in your body that need blood, and pretty much that's everything. 800-577-8560. Give it to someone you care about at Christmas.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. And get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
Hey, neighbor, do you have any tools for hanging decorations?
Oh, I can do better than tools. I can do half off almost anything $30 or less this Saturday.
Half off?
Yeah.
Wait, so $30 would be $15, $20?
Yep, you got it.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by Saturday, November 30th only and get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with coupon. Visit acehardware.com to print the coupon. Limit one per household. Must present coupon to redeem offer. See coupon for restrictions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Remember that thing you spent hours waiting in line for last Black Friday? That thing that's probably still in the box? That thing that in no way rocked your world? Well, not this year. Get down to Guitar Center this Black Friday for insane deals on the most awesome music gear known to man. Like a soprano ukulele for just $25. And a kick-ass Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Get these and many more deals this weekend only at Guitar Center's Black Friday sale, now through Sunday.
Oh, hey! Sweaters here.
Hey!
Get us on your holiday list, girl.
Yeah.
Cashmere will put some cozy in your cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
Tunic can team up with your skinnies.
Yep.
And cable needs cocoa, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I forgot you, turtleneck.
Nice.
Don't be a pill.
Ah, sweater humor.
No?
Fine.
Something missing from your list? Like sweaters by Elle, Jennifer Lopez, or LC Lauren Conrad? Come to Kohl's Super Saturday for lots of great savings. And get Kohl's cash this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. You can express, accept. All those things. And that. Okay, so I have a report to you for Roberta's and Richie's and Kenny's and your... This is validation of stuff that I've been talking about for years and years and years, but it comes from a story called Hot Grease in the New Yorker magazine.
Okay.
It seems that because we are very focused, and you know what the real reason that I was interested in is? Because I use used cooking oil to make biodiesel to use on the farm. And basically this article caught my attention because it started out talking about all of the uses for used cooking oil and how much in demand it is now. So what's happened is that these companies, these rendering companies, are starting what they call dead wagons. They go around in farm country and they pick up carcasses of livestock, horses, mules, pigs, whatever. And this story recounts a hot, humid August morning this year in which this fellow who wrote the article was following one of these dead wagons, and he went along the road, and they could smell there was a dead animal, and they could smell it. So they watched this guy pick up the horse and put it into the rendering wagon, and then they followed it back to the factory. And at the factory, they take all of these, and it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in suburbia. It doesn't happen in the cities. It happens way out where there are lots of farmers who have dead livestock. They take the dead livestock, they bring it right to the processing plant, and they're using this stuff for cat food, dog food, and for what goes into ladies' cosmetics, which blew my mind. Ladies' cosmetics being made from the carcasses of dead
Surprise!
Farmers.
Yum.
Can you imagine that? Ladies' cosmetics.
Oh, my goodness.
That's got to be the cream
that
on the top
fantastic.
Of something. Isn't that something else? Anyway, I reference Roberta's laughing because I think she knows
Love it.
Love it. Pretty amazing.
Love
this
it.
Is astonishing. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Oh, my goodness.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vaporia e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vaporia e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vaporia e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
Well, I'll be spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea, but it won't be because I'm celebrating Hanukkah, but there'll be plenty of people around me.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people.
One of the few.
Yeah, I'll be one of the few goys.
Not celebrating Hanukkah.
Santa Monica. Anyway, that's one of the Hanukkah songs, kind of fun. Tom Lehrer, spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica. Also, here's a group called Rockapella. I have a little break.
Light the candle.
Yeah.
Spin the dreidel.
I have a new dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, now dreidel I will play. It has a lovely body with legs on short and thin. And when it is on fire, it drums and then I will go. Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Now dreidel I will play.
I'm chuckling at the name of the next band.
Oi City Rollers.
Oi City Rollers.
Oi, 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 oi. Here's a group called the Levees, is that right?
The Levees, yeah.
The Levees.
Is there an answer to my question? Someone, please help me. Just tell me.
How do you spell Hanukkah? C-H-A-N-U-K-A-H.
It's like rocks.
Right? Is that how you spell Hanukkah? Some people spell it with two N's. Some people spell it without a C, I think, right?
I was watching a spelling bee on ESPN2. And the
these kids
why would
were
there be a
spelling
words
that don't
really?
Come naturally to me or you.
Like oligarchy,
solipsism,
bouillabaisse,
epistemology,
insouciant,
onomatopoeia,
syllogism,
perspicacious,
hypothalamus,
another
hot dog.
No.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah,
Hanukkah song.
Jimmy's I Want a Hippopotamus for Hanukkah. You know this song, Roberta?
No, this one.
Stuff. All right, so some Hanukkah recognition for a lot of our Jewish listeners who are having Hanukkah celebrations this weekend. Started actually on Thanksgiving Eve very early this year. We're going to post, I think Kenny said, we're looking for some ideas for Thanksgiving leftovers. That's always a practical way for you to spend a little bit of your time, because we're always looking for new ideas what to do with what's left over, because there's usually so much left over.
We have some leftovers, and I need some.
Yeah, all right, there's a lot of free stuff at DougStefan.com. Roberta Fasanelli's done a marvelous job, queen of cheap box, left-hand side sort of center at DougStefan.com. There are all kinds of things that will bring your families together. I think there are opportunities. She was talking earlier about cruises and how you can bring your family on cruises, and it's very inexpensive to do that. It might be a fun way to be different this Christmas. If you don't want to be around the same old haunts, maybe take a cruise for Christmas. Be a nice Christmas present for the whole family, in fact. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Vehicles with lots of miles can benefit from specially formulated oil. Fact. Yes, the aging process affects vehicular bodies, just as it does human bodies. Our parts wear and our valves harden. Same with your vehicle. Just think about the extreme heat, friction, and oxidation your engine is subjected to as it racks up miles and months. So if your vehicle's odometer tops 75,000, look for oil specifically formulated to revitalize, like Royal Purple's new HMX High Mileage Motor Oil. HMX is fortified with robust zinc phosphorus anti-wear additives and Royal Purple's Centerlec technology to minimize wear, revitalize hardened seals, and restore lost engine performance. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple. Visit RoyalPurple.com and pick up Royal Purple at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sure. Money can buy a lot of things, but if you're looking for the best radiator stop leak money can buy, grab Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum Cooling System Stop Leak. Liquid aluminum is scientifically formulated to seal coolant leaks that can cause most overheating problems and is guaranteed to safely and easily seal radiator leaks in cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and RVs. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum, go to Barsleek's.com. That's Barsleek's.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Special deals. How are you going to make yourself healthy and happy this weekend? Is going to be a good thing for you to get out and move around. It is no matter whether it's the weekend or the weekdays. I think Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness expert, always talking about how you get out and move, and think about your body as you're moving. Move your arms around. Move your shoulders. Move your back. Move your hips. Move your knees, your legs. As you're conscious of what your body is doing, your body stays developed. It's very interesting how the mind, again, sets into motion how your the sort of neurons and all of the things, that the little sparks in your body, what gets things, what makes muscles move. You think a thought, I want to move my arm.
The brain's got to go first.
And it does. But imagine what the signal is that it's sending down. This is, again, you think about how complex the body is, how marvelous, how extraordinary it is that all these things work the way they do. It's inspirational. Matter of fact, I was looking at something. Those of you who are familiar with the author Somerset Maugham, he said once, quote, somebody asked him, actually, whether he wrote on a schedule or not. You know, a lot of musicians get asked the same thing. Do you get up and work at it, or do you do it when the spirit moves you? Maugham said, fortunately, I write when inspiration strikes, and it strikes every morning at 9 o'clock. And we have to be on, and I'll be the first to tell you there are some days, hopefully not many, but every once in a while, I have a day when I'm not at my best, when I'm not really able to think well or construct ideas well or follow thinking. Or
yeah, think about that with like concerts that you go to. Anybody who has to do something, perform.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, we come in here some days and we're just not feeling it. And once you get started,
you're okay.
You go.
Yeah. I think most performers will say that.
Well, you have to rise to the occasion.
Well, once
they hit the stage, you know.
But do people know it when they're listening to you?
You were talking just a minute ago about the brain getting the body in motion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was thinking just the other day, I was laying in bed and I had to get up five times because of your dad and the dogs and this. And I was just, ugh. But the brain, I said, get up. and you get up and then you're running around. Or when you go to the gym, you're just like, just get there. Once you get there, you'll be fine. It's the same thing. It's no different with Bon Jovi when he's had a fight with his wife or girlfriend or whatever it is, and he just doesn't feel like performing that night. And he says, get out on stage. And once he does, it all works.
Yeah, make it work. You got to make it work. I'm sure people, when we're not on our best, people can tell we're not on our best behavior, but when we're not,
that happens all the time.
Things aren't working particularly well. I had a the other Richie, you weren't here. Roberta will remember. I had kind of a little knockdown with Jennifer. We were arguing about something, and it wasn't. I didn't find it pleasant, but everybody said, "Wow, this is really good radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera," because we didn't agree on something. And you could tell that I was flummoxed. And so, a really dear friend sent me a picture of the sunrise, suggesting that it might calm me down a little bit. And, but I didn't get it until a couple of days later. So
Jennifer usually lets you get your way, and then when she doesn't,
usually lets me get my way. What does that mean?
You don't know how to combat that because she's so nice. Mm. Like how do I fight with her?
When she holds her ground,
when she holds her ground, she's like, great. Now how do I go toe to toe with her because she's so nice?
Right. I don't even remember what we were discussing. Do you, Roberta?
No, I don't. I don't remember what we discussed 15 minutes ago.
All right, good. Then let's move ahead. Who cares? the story of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford and his brother, Con.
Yeah.
Con Ford, Rob Ford. Ford. Let's see here. It's Doug Ford, who there's four or five brothers apparently in this family. Doug Ford and Rob Ford are, apparently Doug is a city solicitor or some official in the government of Toronto, the mayor. We all know the controversy about him. Apparently, they're going to host a show on the Internet. There's a radio station in Toronto called News Talk 1010. They're going to begin an online series called Ford Nation. Now, apparently, they're going to start their first episodes uploaded for Christmas as presents for all of their fans. The Ford brothers have been contacted by production houses to do a reality show that would be somewhere between Oprah and Dr. Phil. Are you kidding? What do these guys...
Wow.
Or am I missing something here?
You know, here's somebody who looks this kind of bad attention right in the face and says, this is awesome. I'm going to use it to make myself as popular as I possibly can.
Or make as much money as I can.
I'm going to use my 15 minutes and ride it into the sunshine.
Or the sunset.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine that being something that would be of interest to people. In
he was thinking about selling T-shirts.
Yeah. All right, hello.
Yeah.
All right. Well, at any rate, items that have made it to the surface here, what happens in Thanksgiving, I think it happens in Thanksgiving, it happens in Christmas, New Year. What are the other holidays when things seem to be... there is enough energy to get most people off of the main focus of the day or the week and to really think in this circumstance about food, about the family, about what you have to be thankful for. How many that happens at Christmas? I was thinking this as I was driving around on my way to the airport yesterday morning. The thought entered my mind because there was nobody on the road. Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Really?
There was nobody. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30, quarter of 5, whatever it was. And so I'm thinking to myself, this is the most wonderful, and I don't mean this as a pun, the most wonderful time of the year, but it really is, because things do slow down and people do pay attention to other things other than the day-to-day stuff. I really think there is a sense that there is something different from this time of year until New Year's.
You're really distracted from the normal.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Am I reading too much into it?
No, I think you're right. I think that people's everyday routine is incredibly disrupted. Mm. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes
do you think people like that or they don't like it? Some people don't like disruptions.
People don't like change.
Not only that.
Well, disruptions is it more stress?
Some people get more stress out of it, but some people enjoy it. Some people love the lights and the shopping and the get-togethers and the partying and all that stuff. And some people are just like, oh, it's more stress. I can't take it.
I think a lot of it has to do with
disruption.
with how busy your normal life is. I mean, if your normal life is extraordinarily busy and you barely have time to even take a shower, then, you know, having to add the holidays on top of it, you know, it's like, oh, my God, one more thing I have to do.
All right, I'm going to speak about one more thing. Those of you who were listening earlier on, you heard us do the Tom Lehrer song, I'm Spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica. I have a revelation as a part-time Santa Monica resident that I'm going to lay on you. When you hear it, it'll have the same effect as listening to the story about where women's cosmetics comes from. All right? This is going to hit you the same way in just a moment as we continue here on Good Day.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. And get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
Hey, neighbor, do you have any tools for hanging decorations?
Oh, I can do better than tools. I can do half off almost anything $30 or less this Saturday.
Half off?
Yeah.
Wait, so $30 would be $15? $20?
Yep, you got it.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by Saturday, November 30th only and get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with coupon. Visit acehardware.com to print the coupon. Limit one per household. Must present coupon to redeem offer. See coupon for restrictions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware at Kohl's.
Betty Crocker Test Kitchen experts have their spoon on the pulse of the most delicious trends this holiday season, making home for the holidays even more memorable. I'm Jennifer Nahn. For 90 years, Betty Crocker has been the expert in baking and holiday entertaining. The Betty Crocker Kitchen experts search coast to coast for the top 10 red hot holiday trends and recipes. Everything from deconstructed desserts to unexpected mashups, copycat candy, to a fresh take on fruitcake. This year's trends offer surprising takes on traditional favorites. Senior food editor for Betty Crocker Kitchen's Kristen Olson.
Whether you're having a party or just enjoying time with loved ones, our red-hot holiday trends and recipes make it easy for you to create memorable holidays at home. You can shake up some cherry jam Hatton cocktails with homemade cherry jam, whip up an elegant appetizer for entertaining, or spend a fun afternoon making cookie trees and holiday memories with your kids.
Get inspired by Betty Crocker's 10 red-hot holiday trends and recipes, perfect for any occasion, crowd, or craving. Visit BettyCrocker.com/redhot.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler. Jennifer is not around for our listening and dancing pleasure. Roberta is, and Richie is, so that's a good thing. All right, let's talk about Santa Monica. Santa Monica, California, one of the most interesting communities. I've had a home here for the past, since 2001, so 12 years. And I have enjoyed being here for the most part. I don't enjoy the political realities of this community, and I don't enjoy what it costs to live here. And here's one of the reasons that it is so over the top. Yeah. Listen to this. 28 members of the 140-member Santa Monica Police Department made more than $200,000 last year.
I think you're in the wrong profession, Doug.
That's fantastic. $200,000.
I'd like to formally submit my resignation. I'm moving to California to become a... but you know what? What do they pay in taxes there? What does it cost to buy a home there?
Well, the postage stamp house that I have here, taxes cost as much as one of the farms I have back in Massachusetts.
So it's all relative. I mean, you go to Central Ohio and a cop makes...
Well, which comes first? The taxes don't come until you agree to pay police $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
They didn't pay them. The police department, this is the highest paid police department in America. The state controller's office in California has been looking into this. Four captains, five lieutenants, 12 sergeants, and five beat officers. The deputy police chief and the chief make up the list. The top paid member of the police department in Santa Monica was a sergeant who made $314,360 last year. Next in line, another sergeant made $268,817 last year. The highest paid officer, because sergeants, we're talking about regular, you know, these sergeants and captains and stuff, that's one group. But the highest paid regular patrol officer made $263,150 last year. How in the name of God do you support that? Or how do you think, how is that okay?
My brother, who's a cop in the ghetto in D.C., I said, why don't you take the easy beat over there, you know, near Capitol Hill or something like that? Because he says, I never want anybody to tell me, do you know who I am? And can you imagine these guys making $200,000 and $300,000 of cops as cops? They basically get paid to listen to and hear and respond to, do you know who I am in Santa Monica?
Right. Oh, yeah. That's true. Yep.
They have to know how to handle that.
It is pretty
funny. They actually have courses and, you know, they're coached on it.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So as far as the preceding Thanksgiving Day holiday, this year the total number came in at 254 million turkeys used for Thanksgiving. 254 million turkeys used. My daughter is a good example. She couldn't unfreeze her turkey, so she had to go buy another one. It was already thought out.
That's great.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good story.
She couldn't
very good.
Unfreeze
couldn't,
her turkey.
But for whatever reason, it didn't get out right.
And you're the English teacher.
Yeah. That's it. Okay, 50, wherever we are, it's the Good Day program. Hello.
Remember that thing you spent hours waiting in line for last Black Friday? That thing that's probably still in the box? That thing that in no way rocked your world? Well, not this year. Get down to Guitar Center this Black Friday for insane deals on the most awesome music gear known to man. Like a soprano ukulele for just $25. And a kick-ass Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Get these and many more deals this weekend only at Guitar Center's Black Friday sale. Now through Sunday.
Hey, neighbor, do you have holiday lights? I'm going big and bright this year.
Of course. In fact, stop by this weekend. We have a great deal. Get 300-count lights for less than 3 cents a twinkle.
300?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a bigger house.
No, just more Staples.
You have Staples?
Yes.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by at participating stores Friday, November 29th through Sunday, December 1st for the After Thanksgiving event. Get 300-count mini or icicle lights for just $7.99 while supplies last.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. And get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Let the holiday shopping.
Yes, holiday shopping. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, famous for, among other things, what mere, I think we call them in the business, topic clips. This is something that's unique to my program and the way we produce it, because I produce a couple of different programs, including the weekly talk radio countdown show, which is an overview of a lot of the input that comes from talk radio hosts around the country, callers, the ideas that may hopefully present you with the opportunity to hear both sides of an issue, and you can, if you haven't made up your mind about some particular adjunct to an issue, you can, by hearing more information and input, maybe come up with a conclusion. So that's why I bring you pieces of some of the bigger issues, including the number one issue this week and this year, probably this month, Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's a radio host named Rick Daniels talking here to Senator Mark Warner of Virginia about the financial concerns that people have with the Affordable Health Care Act.
Is this thing fiscally, I mean, is it going to work? Because it seems right now like too many, we're not putting enough people that actually have money. I don't see how Rick understands.
The original assessment of the bill was that it was going to save money over the long haul. And the reasons I will hold it, how's that possible? Part of this was to get people out of the emergency room, which is the most highest cost basis of delivering health care, into kind of more permanent medical home. Now, let's acknowledge, the rollout of this website has been a complete mess up.
Yeah, nobody can say that.
This is family radio, or I would give the worst description. And, you know, as a former IT guy, I have been, you know...
It ain't rocket science, but in relational database.
Trying to make a relational database work in a comprehensive way, you know, there ought to be some changes made. This has been more than embarrassment. It has really hurt this program. I would point out that, you know, if you look over the last 3 years, healthcare costs on a national basis have started to come down a little bit. Now, is that due to the recession? Is that due to Obamacare?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Time will tell.
No.
I mean,
no, it's not. It's the recession. Come on. All right, let's get some wrap ourselves around something that really has some meat to it. Host Karen Henderson and Kevin Meeks talking to Congressman Bill Cassidy of Louisiana about some legislation Cassidy is proposing to help people who are losing their insurance because their employer can't do what the original Obamacare suggested or mandated that they do.
Now, we know this is a bill that you're setting forth to try to help employees that are losing their employer health care plans that are being dumped from these plans, having their plans dropped. What does H.R. 3522 do?
Okay, so just like the president, you know, bent the truth when he said that if you wanted to keep your insurance, you could, period. That is true not only for the individual market, but also for the employer market. There's one group in D.C. that estimates that 50 to 100 million people will lose their employer-sponsored insurance because of the Affordable Care Act. Now, the president's own organization, administration, says that 60% of businesses will be losing their policies because of the Affordable Care Act. So what this bill does, it says, listen, if you're an employer, a business person, then if you like your insurance and your employees do too, they can keep it, period. And not only that, the insurance company can continue to market those policies to other businesses. So if the choices they're getting on the exchanges are too expensive or not really what they need, then they can continue to go in the free market and get their choice of what they have. It asked the president and those who supported his law to keep their promise. It's good for workers. It's good for employers.
All right. Yeah, and you're absolutely right about making them keep the promise. But do you think that this business of, like you said, there is many, maybe as 50 million losing their health care coverage that already have it, as opposed to those that don't have it that have to go out and get it, is an unintended consequence of this? And if so, why is the president so hesitant to fix it?
It was an intended consequence. I can send you something from the Federal Register where the Centers for Medicare Services, the administration basically, put out a little blurb. And they are saying that they expect that 69% of businesses will not be able to have a grandfathered plan, you know, because of the Affordable Care Act, that their plan will no longer qualify and be acceptable. And that will affect, I think, 40% of employees. Again, if you're a huge business, it doesn't affect you. But if you're a small businesswoman or a small businessman, it absolutely has the potential to affect you. The reason the president doesn't want to do it is he wants everybody in a centrally planned economy where the government tells you what you have to have and the government tells you what you must pay. It is part of his policy. It was part of the policy that passed the law, but it's not good for American business. It's not good for American workers.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Won't you be happy when this is all settled? If that ever happens. 59 after the hour in Good Day.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.